for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
Oh, he's talking to me, Darcy, but we're about to talk to you. Congratulations, mate. You're Leopold Sporty's player of the day. I'll give you that. Just handing over the voucher, little free feed, mate. Congratulations. It was a really hard-fought win, wasn't it? And sorry, I should preface too. Please don't swear. Paddy's already got us in trouble this afternoon. But it was a really hard-fought win, wasn't it? You had to grind that one out.
Yeah, well, we knew South Barn would come here, have a real crack. We haven't lost a game in so long, so we know, like, we're under the pump every time we play, and they come out, gave us their best, and, we're really happy to get the win. So win's a win, yeah, we'll take that.
And what about your own game, mate? I know you started your St Mary's life probably as more of a forward, playing a bit more behind the footy today and doing some good things. Is that a natural progression for you?
I like to think I can play both ends and in the middle. Like, made myself pretty versatile, so I went down back today because we had a few, like Hawley and Berkey went out last week, so there was an opportunity back and they needed me for probably an extra tall, so I went back and I guess played all right. So I love the back line. Yeah.
Shergs, thanks for joining us. Kingy, Jace Doherty, Matty Kershaw and the K-Rock box playing, I think, this afternoon, just your 11th GFL senior match, but are you starting with a little bit of continuity to your footy, playing the opening four games, starting to feel comfortable at the level?
Yeah, King and boys. I guess so. I've been at St Mary's my whole life, so just playing senior footy at this club's a big deal for me. So, loving every minute of it, and four wins in four games would take that any day of the week.
You've got one of the most stacked coaching staffs in local footy, with obviously Keasty and Robbo as your senior coaches, but then you look and you see Luke Rayner and guys like that involved. Who's helping develop your footy?
Yeah, there's plenty of expertise there for sure. I wouldn't say any in particular, but they're keeping me accountable and sort of really driving me to pull my best foot forward. So they're all contributing, I'd say.
Yep. VFL wise, where does it sit for you? I think you're on Werribee's list last year. I've got a list of players on VFL list, but I don't have your name there. Have you?
Yeah.
You're just playing at St Mary's this year, is it?
I'm on the development list at Werribee, like a rookie or whatever it is. I'm not too sure, but I'm still going there training and hopefully making my way into a VFL spot, obviously, in the next sort of period of time. So I am still down there and training and stuff.
Good stuff. The Geelong Marine World, speaking with our Leopold Sporty's player of the day, Darcy Sherwin. For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, he's Jason Doherty.
Darcy, congratulations. I thought your game was outstanding today. And I just wanted to talk to you about your personal game and your personal, I suppose, your history. You came from St Joey's and you went to Melbourne Grammar. Can you just talk us through how that transpired for you? You won a scholarship and the difference between, I suppose, the opportunity maybe to go to Geelong College or Geelong Grammar, you went to Melbourne Grammar. What was that like for you?
It's a different one. There's not too many boys who go to Melbourne Grammar from Geelong. So, I love Melbourne Grammar and I love Joey's when I was there. But, I got offered an opportunity to go up there and board. So I just went and lived there for a couple of years, had a lot of fun. So, I love the school. And it was never really an option to go to Grammar or college. Yep. Sort of Melbourne just sort of offered me a spot. I was always Joey's. All my mates were at Joey's. So, it was tough to leave them. But, love both schools.
And you played for the Sandringham Dragons. So what was that experience like as well?
Yeah, well, we were pretty good side, Sandy. We finished two prelim finals I got done in. So, we played in a pretty good against a pretty good side. A couple of blokes called Matty Rowe and Noah Anderson. They did his number on us in a prelim. And, it was a good experience. I love Sandy Dragons. Some great coaches and whatnot there. And I got some great relationships still with all those guys. So, it's a great program. And I loved every minute up there.
You've had some injury problems when you were a bit younger. But you look like you're back to full speed now and as you said, trying to go to the next level, and it's probably a great spot to be in at St Mary's with some VFL listed players around you as well.
Yeah, snapping my ankle in half wasn't too ideal a couple of years ago, so just to be injury free this year. I had a stressy in my foot as well last year, whatever the season was pretty interrupted anyway with everyone, but sort of some continuity I probably haven't had since I guess 2018. So just to play a few games in a row and it's just good to be playing footy, I guess.
And just one last one from me. I ask this for all the Leopold Sporties Club winners. Now, are we swinging hands with somebody? Do we have a partner that we're going to take with the $100 voucher, or is there a little reptile from St Mary's that you would take? Who's the who would you be taking with you?
Yeah, I guess I'd take Kiara. She's my girlfriend.
Perfect. Well, a good answer. Kiara likes that.
You don't guess. You will.
Yeah, I'm sure she's keen for a palm in a pot down at
well,
Sporties. So,
well done. Good work, Darce. Good work. Well done.
Darce, on the back of that, I always ask this question. Who wouldn't you take from the footy club? Who would be the one bloke you wouldn't take?
I reckon Lockie Pete would spend all the money, so definitely not him. I could probably list a few if you want me to get going, but... Yeah.
Where would you be your preferred position to play, mate? Would you like to be in front of the ball or behind the ball?
Oh, just being on the ground's a good start.
That's a great answer.
Yeah,
good answer.
I think, I guess I played all right in the back line today, so I'll take, if we're playing all right, I don't really mind where it is. So.
One more question. Does the old man get his old VHS tapes out every now and then to make you sit down and watch him?
I've seen that 6 goals in the grand final, quarter of the grand final a few times, I'll tell you what, boys.
I was going to say, Shooks, your old man, a premiership player in 92 and 30 years on, how much, you know, does that drive you that, you know, you could potentially be like your dad and be a St Mary's premiership player?
Yeah, no, it'd be great to get two and one up him, but it's definitely something I'd strive to because, my family's been a part of this club and Dad's a life member there and, I guess that's sort of the legacy I want to have there as well. So, St Mary's been my club. Well, I've got heaps of cousins, I'm sure you know about the McMahon family that I'm part of as well. So, I guess I know everyone down here and it's a great club and great resources and there's nowhere I'd rather be.
Yeah, sure. It's great to catch up with you. Great to have a chat to you in this forum as well. You're a quality young man and you played a quality game of football this afternoon. Well done, and we look forward to seeing St Mary's in action throughout season 2022 on K-Rock.
Thanks, boys. Thanks, Kingy. Thanks, guys.
Come on, you, mate.
Darcy Sherguin joining us here. Thanks to Geelong Marine World.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.